Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. If you're a new listener, we welcome you and pray that you're blessed by the Spirit of God. And my heart's desire is to see Jesus unveiled in your life, a knowledge of who He is, this glorious Lord that we serve, and also that Christ would be unveiled in and through your life, that we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Beloved, if you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you're one of the lively stones that are comprising this tabernacle, this temple not built with hands, that is being created and fashioned by the very Lord of the universe. He is moving across this land, across the nations of the world, to bring unto Himself a people redeemed out of every tribe, kindred, nation, and tongue, that we might be a holy people, a peculiar people, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, that we should show forth the praises of Him who has called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. We are trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. For what purpose? That He may be glorified. And for those of you who understand the truths of the Word of God, we rejoice, we joy in being able to give glory to our God while we're yet in this physical temple. We know in heaven they cast their crowns before Him as they praise Him who is worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and praise and thanksgiving and honor. Lord, all You are worth beyond whatever the most skilled orator could, the praises he could offer to You. But Lord, with humble hearts, we come to You today and we ask, Lord, for Your blessings upon our lives. Father, I sense many are in spiritual warfare. Lord, they've been seeking Your face. They've been moving into a closer relationship with You. Father, there's been new experiences in You, and Lord, they're excited, but all of a sudden, Lord, it seems like there's just so much going on in every level. And so, Father, I thank You that, as Paul said, we are not ignorant of Satan's devices. And Father, I thank You, Lord, that Jesus has wrought the victory for us, that You said in Your Word that we are more than conquerors in You, and You've given us everything that pertains to our natural life as well as our spiritual life. You've given us our spiritual weapons, which are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So Father, thank You for this time. Enlarge our understanding, open our hearts to receive the preciousness, the beauty of Your Word, and help us to know that all is well with our soul because Jesus is on the throne and we are Yours, and we trust You, Lord, and we thank You for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Well, beloved, I'd like to begin by sharing a passage found in 1 Thessalonians 2:18, and before I do that, I've entitled this message, Divine Strategies in Warfare. But hear what the great Apostle Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 2:18. Wherefore, we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us. Here we have an account from perhaps one of the greatest men, whoever preached the gospel, share that he had intentions, but he was hindered by the enemy. And beloved, if you're going through a difficult time right now, it is just because you are taking ground for the enemy. You are moving into a new place. That Greek word that we interpret as hindered means to cut in the way of an enemy. And the Apostle Paul wanted to come to the people in Thessalonica, but Satan hindered him from doing so. So if you are going through a battle right now and you feel like something must be wrong with you, what did you do? Where did you miss it? Where did you slip up? Even though you have sought the face of God and you've done all that you know to do according to his written word to make sure your life is in line and submission to the word of God, and you're still facing great obstacles and hindrances, beloved of God, it is because Satan is attempting to hinder you. He is an obstructionist toward all the things of God and toward all that is good. We know from the word of God what are his characteristics. Well, he comes, Jesus said, to steal, kill, lie, and destroy. This is his character. He never changes. He is a tempter. He's an accuser. He's a hinderer. Not only does he obstruct, but his spirit is destructive. Satan creates a diversion. You know, what I'd like to do in the next few moments, and as long as the Lord allows, is to understand how does this work? What does he do? And so I want to share some things that the enemy very cleverly and very subtly places in our path to get us off course. And I was saying one of the ways he works is to create a diversion to keep people from following through in their commitment to the Lord. And for many unsaved, he just blinds their minds that they won't believe. 2 Corinthians 4:4 states, "In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them that believe not." Have you had situations where you've intended to do something, maybe just a very short-term goal, you just wanted to get in the next hour, you wanted to get this done, some things happen, or better yet, yes, you want to set a time for prayer, and no sooner do you sit down to be with the Lord and the phone rings. Those are diversions, distractions, things that the enemy puts in our paths. Oh, sometimes he uses what appear to be very natural things, but he will do everything and anything he can within his power to deflect you from your wholehearted purpose to go on with the Lord and to serve him. 1 John 2:15-16 states, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world." And then in 1 John 2:17, the word goes on to say, "And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." Are you in that number? So be just aware, looking at your own life, at things that have just occurred, is Satan attempting diversionary tactics with you to get you off course, to get you off center, to turn you to the right or the left? What are other ways that he can work? Well, obviously, what I've shared in 2 Corinthians 4:4, he uses delusion to those who have received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. 2 Thessalonians 2:11 says, "And for this cause God shall send them a strong delusion, that they should believe a lie." Now that word "send" that we translate in our English Bibles, King James, that's better translated "allow." For the Bible is very clear. James says that God tempts no man, but because these people, those who have made a choice, a willful choice, they've said no to the truth, and they've refused to believe it and love the truth and let it save them. So God will allow them to believe a lie with all of their hearts. Matthew 7:15 states that we, as God's people, should be aware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. And beloved, that's why having the gifts of the Spirit, especially discerning of spirits, is so important. Because the Holy Spirit, He indwells us at salvation. He comes to live in our spirits. We're born again. Our spirit is made alive. He knows the things of God. He is able to discern that which is of the flesh, that which is of the devil, that which is of God. And so it's important that we rely on the Holy Spirit to give us that wisdom, that understanding, that clarity of what is operating in the natural, in the spirit realm. And so we will not be deceived. Now, what's another thing the devil can use? Well, he uses doubt. Oh, and that's a big one. He will hinder even the greatest saints of God with that, if we allow it. The Apostle James states that the person who wavers in his prayers, his asking of God, well, it's like a wave. He used it compared to a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. And he goes on to say, let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. That's James 6, 7 and 8, the verses. And so, beloved, we have to understand that he has an arsenal of strategies that he would use against the people of God. But, beloved, I see my time is drawing to a close, but as we are still yet together in the Spirit, Father, we come in the power of agreeing prayer, and Father, those who are being hindered by the devil, who are causing distractions, diversions, bringing doubts, Father, we rebuke the spirit of doubt. Lord, you've not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. And Lord, we will not be double-minded. I pray for those who are in a spiritual battle and warfare right now. And I thank you, Father, as we stand on the word, as we're submitted to you, resist the enemy, and Lord, he will flee from before us. Thank you, Lord, for your precious people. Thank you, Lord, for hope and faith arising in their heart. Thank you for victory in their specific situations they're dealing with right now in their life. We give you honor, praise, and glory for it in Jesus' name. Well, beloved, it's been a blessing and a joy to minister to you, and there's more I want to share. I pray that you can join me tomorrow at this same time. Should you miss a broadcast, feel always free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can listen there anytime at your convenience. I love you. The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.